House subcommittees charged with crafting portions of the state budget are trying to figure out how to make major cuts. I'm Nick Evans. The House Appropriations Committee is in the midst of what it calls a budget exercise. State economists are forecasting shortfalls in the next 2 years, and GOP leaders are hoping to address the issue with cuts. House Budget Chief Carlos Trujillo has asked each of his subcommittees to come up with a list of potential reductions. In the Agriculture and Natural Resources Subcommittee, Key Largo Republican Representative Holly Raschein takes aim at water projects.
Over the past 13 years, 26% of the projects we decide to fund are vetoed. No other line item in the budget routinely is cut at this rate.
She suggests focusing on projects that are regional in scope rather than local. Avon Park Republican Representative Kerry Pigman takes a similar approach in the healthcare subcommittee.
Item number three is a county-specific effort for a statewide problem. Number four also is a county-specific approach. Number five no longer exists.
Across 22 potential cuts, Pigman comes up with slightly more than $11 million in reductions at the Department of Health. Other lawmakers focus on long-term vacancies at state agencies. And Don Hanfeld, a Republican from the Villages, proposes liquidating vacant facilities.
Let's get rid of them. Let's put them on the block. And there's probably an opportunity for a twofer here. There are counties and cities that are looking for space, and instead of building them, we may be able to make a contribution there while saving ourselves some money. Let's take a look at that.
But Aventura Democratic Representative Joe Geller rejects the exercise.
I think we made a huge mistake in 2015 cutting that communication services tax to give people 61 cents a month worth of tax relief that doesn't help anybody and blew a $450 million hole in our budget.
The tax, levied on monthly cell phone and cable bills, made up a large part of Governor Rick Scott's tax cut package that year. Meanwhile, state economists say the gloomy fiscal outlook comes in part from repeatedly cutting taxes. Scott is asking for another $618 million in cuts this year. It should go without saying, but under current GOP leadership, the chance of raising taxes on anything is vanishingly small. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.